Tether hits record, 146 tons of gold backing. Its reserves, Tether added 14 tons of physical gold during the second quarter of 2026, pushing its total holdings to a record 146 tons worth, about $18 billion ours, according to a figure shared by Cointelegraph, citing the company's latest reserve breakdown. The buildup continues a multi-year pattern. The issuer of USDT, the largest stablecoin by circulating supply, keeps parking a slice of its profits in bullion, rather than holding reserves entirely in dollars and treasuries. At 146 tons, Tether's gold stack sits in the range held by mid-tier national central banks. The 14 tons bought in Q2 represents roughly an 11% increase over the prior quarter's balance, one of the larger single-quarter additions the firm has disclosed. The reserve mix behind the largest stablecoin USDT is backed mostly by short-dated U.S. treasuries, cash equivalents, and reverse repos. Gold is the outlier. Tether has framed the metal as a hedge against currency debasement and a diversifier that sits outside the banking system, a posture that hardened after the 2023 regional bank failures, exposed how quickly deposit-based reserves can freeze. The gold reported here is separate from Tether Gold, XAUT, the company's tokenized bullion product where each token is redeemable for a specific bar. The 146 tons covers reserves held against USDT and the firm's own balance sheet, not the tokenized product's allocated metal. Readers should treat the two as distinct pools, since conflating them overstates how much bullion backs the everyday stablecoin. Profit engine funding the buying Tether can afford to accumulate hard assets because its core business prints money. High U.S. interest rates through 2025 and into 2026 turned the firm's treasury-heavy reserve into a yield machine, and the company has reported multi-billion dollar quarterly profits. That surplus is what flows into gold, Bitcoin, and equity stakes, none of which are required to back USDT one-to-one. The strategy carries a trade-off. Gold does not pay interest, and its price swings. A sharp drop in bullion would dent the value of Tether's excess reserves, though the company's disclosed buffer over its USDT liabilities has historically absorbed that kind of move. The buying also concentrates a meaningful share of the physical gold market in the hands of a single crypto issuer, a fact that draws scrutiny from regulators already wary of stablecoin reserve composition. The takeaway for people who spend USDT-USDT is the default settlement asset for a large share of crypto card activity, especially outside the U.S., where dollar rails are harder to reach. Cards from vendors that let you spend stablecoin balances directly, along with newer programs built around Tron and other USDT-heavy chains, lean on the token holding its peg through periods of stress. A reserve that includes non-correlated assets like gold is, in theory, harder to break in a run than one built purely on bank deposits. For a cardholder, the practical takeaway is narrow. A bigger gold buffer does not change USDT's day-to-day behavior, its transaction fees, or how a card converts it to fiat at the register. The disclosed reserve is one input into peg confidence, not a guarantee. Anyone parking real spending balances in USDT is still exposed to the issuer's solvency and to the redemption terms that apply if the token ever trades below a dollar. That counterparty exposure is the same reason some users prefer cards that spend from a wallet they control, rather than routing every purchase through a custodial stablecoin float. Broader crypto markets showed little reaction to the gold figure. Bitcoin traded at $64,381, down 0.2% on the day, as of August 7, 2026, and the Fear and Greed Index sat at 38 in fear territory. Reserve composition news rarely moves prices. It matters more to the slow burn question of whether USDT stays trusted as settlement plumbing.